Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey, hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. He was hating on the low. I've been moved. Hating on the low. I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole stressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low in this show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. He was hating on the low. I've been moved. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up. But you still broke. You still broke. Fuck, nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh stock.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. He was hating on the low. I've been moved. She was hating on the low.
What's happening, world? Welcome back to another episode of Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. How you doing, folks? What's happening, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, world? What's up, people? Ready for another Sunday fun day. So as always, roll something up, light something up, pour something up, come kick it with your people.
I'm so glad that you made it on time. I thought you wasn't going to be here. But guess what? We got some updates on the top five countries tuning in. It's absolutely amazing. Mo, go ahead and bring the top five countries tuning in and tell them about your week, and then I'll be chiming back in right after that.
All right. So, yeah, for the top five, you know what I'm saying? We're going to run it from the bottom to the top. So, number five on a check-in, Puerto Rico. Hey, shout out to Puerto Rico checking in this week. Number four, we got Mexico, you know, shout out to Acapulco, you know, everybody in Tulum, Cancun, you know, all those Mexican cities down there. Number three, we have the land down under, the country, not the continent, Australia. Big shout out to y'all, to you guys on check-in. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in Outback, Sydney, Australia, and all the cities over there. Number two, I love to see y'all on the check-in. Big shout out to Zulu Nation, South Africa, Johannesburg. You know, big shout out to just all the Africans out here listening to, you know, Real Adult Talk with SGMO Benz. We highly appreciate it. And then, of course, number one, we got the home team. America the Beautiful, man, United States of America. So big shout out to all 50 states, all the fly cities, north, south, east, and west is Black America. You know what I'm saying? Told to you in the purest form, coming at you every week. So, you know, big shout out to everybody, you know, big ups. We appreciate everybody that listens. Tell a friend, log on and listen. Now, my week. So I'm about to set this up for the people out there because, you know, big shout out to Black, you know what I'm saying, and big shout out to Smooth, man. You know, we had this Black was all excited last week, you know what I'm saying, Twitter, you know, Twitter. I've been flourishing on Twitter for I don't know how long, but Black got excited, so, you know what I'm saying. So I was like, all right, we're going to talk some tech, you know what I'm saying, me and Black, but, you know, things happen, so. Me and Smooth was able to hold down the show. So essentially, last week became kind of like the world famous Chop Up. You know what I'm saying? But of course, we right back at y'all. You know, once again this week. So I'm hoping, man. But I know Black got some topics up her sleeve. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to kind of run shotgun. You know what I'm saying today? You know what I'm saying? Because my week, just to break it down for the people out there, this week I'm calling it grinding. You know what I'm saying? Like it's almost at the end of February. That just shows you where my mind is at. We're almost at the end of November, and then we're going to be going into November. I mean, I'm sorry. We're going to be going into December. I'm just getting tongue-tied up out here. But I'm just grinding, man. So, you know, it's just fourth quarter, you know what I'm saying, putting up points in the fourth quarter, looking to win for this year, you know what I'm saying, finish the year strong. So big shout out to the weather, man, switching up. You know, I know a lot of people don't like this cold weather. You know, I kind of, like I said, I love the seasons changing. You know, I like the, what is it, you know, shorter days, longer nights, you know, the darkness, the coldness, you know what I'm saying? I can kind of grind in this weather. When a lot of people, I said this last week, but when a lot of people is kind of taking it easy, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of kicking it into high gear, but that's why I'm a little bit tired tonight. But, yeah, so, you know, this week is grinded. But, of course, you know, I thought I was going to be a little late because, you know, I had some clients earlier today I had to kind of get with and make a couple moves, you know, make some money. So right now I'm a little tired. You know, see, I just had a nap right before the show. So I definitely got some topics, but, you know, it's going to be more sports-related topics this week. You know what I'm saying? I haven't really got into the sports report too much on Real Adult Talk. So, yeah, I'm going to really be talking probably, you know, sports tonight when I get into my topics. But, you know, so that's my week, man. Once again, hashtag grinding. So you know how we do. So how was your week, Black? Well, so... All right. Let me see. I know Black should be right back. So, what can we get into first and foremost as we pop this off? Let's see. All right. So I'm going to start this off with a music topic real quick for the people out there. You know what I'm saying? So the one good thing right now, no, you know what? Before I even get into the music topic, I'm going to get into this TV show that I've been watching. I know my wife is probably, like, rolling her eyes. I talked about this a little bit last week, man. But if anybody out there is listening, man, the Peripheral, man, that's on Amazon Prime. And I really just been zoning out to that, man, real metaverse-type-ish, jumping off with that. Just a good show, man. It's a show that you can just kind of watch and check out, you know what I'm saying, and analyze. It's kind of like, you know, three different kind of, well, definitely like two different simultaneous, what's the word I'm looking for, kind of worlds that you're in. Anyway, I don't want to geek out on that too much, but just it's a good show, man. It's got me in the zone. Really futuristic, man. So, you know, I'm really really digging that show, man. I just can kind of zone out on that. And like I said, we talked about, you know, tech last week a little bit, but I'm really feeling, you know, just where technology is going, man. You know what I'm saying? You just got to definitely channel it in the right directions. Another TV show that I got a kind of chance to check out, you know what I'm saying? Oh, and big shout out to everybody who had, you know, Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? People who got a chance to, you know, rejoice with their family and stuff like that. So my Thanksgiving was pretty good. But, you know, over that couple of on Thanksgiving, I got a chance to check out Severance. That's another show. That is on Apple TV. So that one is different, man. Severance, for the people out there, you know, it's getting pretty good reviews. You know, I think it's up for a couple of awards. So I'm only in episode 2. But that's got caught me in it. Well, I'm up to episode 3. Me and my wife, we watched the first 2 episodes. But thumbs up to that, man. Like, that's not to give the plot away, but that's on some real technology type ish too. But it kind of flips it in a way, because it's using a lot of like 80s tech, you know, just from what I'm getting in the first couple of episodes. You know, the way like the whole DOS signal system used to be back in the day, before we had Windows and all these, you know, fancy programs that we have now that we kind of take for granted. So it kind of like has that, but then it just goes into like, you know, how people can have their home life and then you can have your work life, and kind of having you know, how people have to balance that out. But without giving it away, I guess this particular corporation, they started a system where you can kind of, you don't even have to compartmentalize no more. You can kind of keep the two things totally separate. So, you know, that's just the gist of it. So just right there kind of, you know, intrigues me a little bit. So, yeah, man, so I'm going to definitely probably check that out a little bit more. What else I've been zoning out to, man? Big shout out to reality TV. Got a chance to catch up on Love & Hip Hop. What is it? Atlanta, Love & Hip Hop, Miami. I haven't finished it up, man, because they started them all at like the same time. So it's like I got just shows on shows on shows, man. You know, I don't be trying to consume too much. You know what I'm saying? I got to make sure I handle my business. But when I do get some free time, you know, I do like to relax and check out those shows. But, you know, guilty pleasure for me. And then they got the Love & Hip Hop, Family Reunion. I think that drops like next week. So that looks interesting, because it's a lot of just throwbacks, you know what I'm saying? So the people that's been watching the whole Love & Hip Hop franchise, you know, they got the different cities. Of course, they got New York that I just mentioned, Miami, Atlanta, L.A. So I guess they call it Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, though, but, you know, it's really L.A. But they got a lot of the throwbacks, and supposedly they're like in Jamaica, so, you know, we'll probably be checking that out. And let me see here. What else, man? This is one of my favorite times of the year, man. This like little, I guess it kind of starts with Thanksgiving, and then it just takes me all the way until 2023. You know what I'm saying? So this the way that kind of like the summertime, when I really, you know, be zoning out on my summer ish and doing everything that's the summer related. That's how I kind of feel with this whole like winter break. You know what I'm saying? I just get a chance to, I get a lot of quiet time. You know, when you do go outside, it's not as many people as it is in the summer, especially in New York. So you can kind of just get into your thoughts a little bit. So, you know, I really like the summer. It's a time for me to really, like, organize and get things together, you know what I'm saying? So I dig it, you know what I'm saying? So, and of course, you know, we always talk relationships here. So what's kind of cool about this time is me and my wife were able to kind of take a little break from each other. You know what I'm saying? She's going to be going back to Cleveland for, you know, like a week or so. So I'll be able to kind of just chill out and, you know, zone out, and we take our little, you know, yearly break. So we come into that time, but, you know, give us a chance to miss each other. So that's kind of cool. Yeah, man. So I don't know what's up with Black. All right. But I'm going to keep trying to hold it down. But like I said, topics is a little light tonight. But look, I'm just going to hold it down, man, because that's what I do. All right. So let me see here. What else we got? What else we got going? What else we got planned? Yeah, so that's the TV shows that I'm on right now. So getting into the music, man. All right, so I'm going to run down a couple of topics that I had in the Reasonable Doubt. So big shout out to Reasonable Doubt, you know what I'm saying? So for the people out there, if you'd like to hear me zone out, you know, Reasonable Doubt comes on every Tuesday. You know, I call it Twitter Tuesdays, but that's basically, what is it, Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., me and my co-host Kev Herc, exclusively on Twitter. So especially if you're listening, man, especially if you're one of the from the countries I just mentioned, you know, take down this Twitter handle, right? So you just go to Twitter, type in MoBinns, M-O-B-I-N-N-S, hit that follow button, and then, you know, of course, every week, you know, you'll be able to kind of check out the topics that we run down at Reasonable Doubt. And, you know, Reasonable Doubt, for the people out there, too, that's a show. It was inspired by the classic Jay-Z album from 1996. And, you know, the different songs, it just correlates with the different topics that me and Kev Herc discuss. And, you know, it's three topics, and it's a 30-minute show. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. But, of course, it's a little, you know, over here, I'm able to just keep it raw. You know what I'm saying? So you get the raw and uncut version of Mo Benz, you know, every week on Real Adult Talk. But over there, you know, it's a little bit more PG. So, you know, it's a show that you can just listen to whenever. You know what I'm saying? Morning, noon, night. You know, if you got your kids in the car, don't matter. We keep it pretty PG on there. And, you know, learn some things, man. So sports, music, and life events is what that's all about. But, you know, being that this is the world famous chop up, real quick, a couple of things that I got into from that show. Let me see here. So it's just as far as the music topic, I got a chance to check out. I feel like I'm just talking, man. I want this show to be on point and good. I don't want to just be rambling on, man, because, you know, that's not, you know what I'm saying, that's not productive for the people out there to listen. So, you know what, to get the music topics, I might just get into some sports, man. So I'm going to switch gears real quick. So let's talk some sports real quick. So, all right, so usually I don't get into the NBA topics until basically Christmas. But, you know, NBA has been giving us some really nice content lately. You know what I'm saying? Because of the whole Kyrie Irving situation. And I've discussed that, you know, like the last couple of weeks or whatever, you know, off and on the show or whatever. But basically, let me see here. We have breaking down kind of like one of the topics I had on Reasonable Doubt. I was talking about some of the like guard play to look out for, you know, in the coming seasons. That was this coming season. You know what I'm saying? Some of the dynamic guards that's in the league. So, you know, a couple of ones that I talked about. Of course, I'm happy that Kyrie Irving's back. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to Kyrie Irving. He's definitely one of the dynamic NBA guards representing the Brooklyn Nets, of course. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing Jamal Murray get back on the court. You know what I'm saying? 6'4", Jamal Murray. You know, he really showcased his talent at the bubble, you know, a couple years ago, but he's been hurt ever since there. So him linking back up with Jokic, is going to be it's going to be good, man. So, you know, out the West. Who else we got? We got Jordan Poole. I'm a big fan of Jordan Poole. Now, Jordan Poole did get snuffed in the off season by you know, he got snuffed by one of his teammates. So of course, you know, if you follow the Warriors, you know, franchise, you know, Draymond Green, you know, punched him in his mouth in the off season. So that was kind of like, wow, you know what I'm saying? But you know, Jordan Poole was definitely one of the intricate guards of the of that team. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to just see what Jordan Poole is going to, or the Warriors as a whole, if they're going to be able to, like, hold it down and be dynamic and come with it. Big shout-out to Dame Lillard. You know what I'm saying? Dame Lillard, 6'4", out of Portland. You know what I'm saying? They're off to a good start, so he should be doing his thing. Ja Morant, of course, he is the basically, Ja Morant is, 6'2", out of Memphis. You know what I'm saying? Definitely a dynamic guard with the Memphis Grizzlies. I call him the new AI. Chris Paul, Devin Booker, you know what I'm saying? They're doing their thing. So the Suns is definitely a good squad to check out with, see what they're going to do. You know, of course, they lost last year. Well, who? Dallas beat them, you know what I'm saying, the Mavericks. So, of course, Luka. You know, he's always going to be dynamic. And then in the East, man, big shout-out to Darius Garland. You know what I'm saying? I like what Darius Garland is doing. He's 6'1", so I'm just, like, kind of listing the height so you can kind of paint the picture. But he's 6'1", him and Donovan Mitchell, man. I love that pickup, Donovan Mitchell out of Utah. So they're definitely doing their thing for the Cavs. The Atlanta Hawks. So big shout-out to ATL. You know what I'm saying? So anybody that's down in ATL listening, I really like what the Hawks is doing with Trae Young and DeJounte Murray. You know, DeJounte Murray came over from San Antonio. They had dynamic backcourt to kind of keep your eyes on. Of course, I just mentioned Kyrie Irving with the Nets. Marcus Smart, you know what I'm saying? He's another dynamic guard that, you know, plays great defense with the Celtics. You know what I'm saying? So a big shout-out to him. Drew Holiday, that's another defensive guard out of Milwaukee, you know what I'm saying? So ever since, you know, he came through to Milwaukee a couple years ago, he kind of smoothed that whole team out, you know, him and Giannis are definitely doing their thing. And then I'm eager to see what John Wall is going to be able to do with the Clippers, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we got going on with the hoops. So give me a quick moment. I'm going to just put the people on pause real quick. Be right back.
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. So, no, you know what? I thought you were there. My bad. So, for me, did you call up the top five?
Yes, definitely.
Did you see that Nigeria has made it into the top five, bro?
I did not see that. That wasn't the top five I saw, but shout out to Nigeria if they was there.
Wait, okay. So let me give y'all the real top five, man, because that was what I needed you to see, right? This top five, man, number five is Nigeria, baby. I love to see it. Number five is Nigeria. Number four is Puerto Rico. Number three is Australia. Number two is South Africa. Number one is United States. We got South Africa and Nigeria on the map. Supreme gratitude for the love and support. Nigeria coming through. You know what I'm saying? That made it into the top five countries tuning in. And salute to everybody else that's tuning in all over the world, man. I really appreciate the love and support. Mo appreciates the love and support. Definitely keep rocking with us, you know, because, hey, it's official, man. We doing things around these parts now. Man, but now, last week I was MIA, missing in action. Something came up. Like, as soon as I started the radio show, I was like, okay, something big came up. By the time the radio show was over, I was in Alabama. I'm just going to say that, okay? It was crazy, very last minute, family emergency. But I definitely wanted to touch on Twitter, right, and Elon Musk, and we'll jump into that, you know, in the world famous chop up. This week was all about just balancing out, you know, getting the house together. It's the end of the year, cleaning stuff out, moving stuff around. I've been in this house for 2 years, right? And so my room, like, I've changed around. Like, my room is like the basement, like the whole bottom of the house. So I have my offices and I have my room in here as well. And I've changed around the offices, but I've never changed my bed portion, like anything like that, right? And so this week I changed it around finally after 2 years. And it just makes it feel and look, it's definitely a whole new room, right? This is what I learned to do to renew my space, because I like new space, and me, I would just be like, oh, let me find somewhere else to move. And so what keeps me in a place for longevity is me changing around the space that I'm in to give it a new look and to give it a new feel. So thing, you know, today, I'm about to be a grandmother next month, and I was just speaking to the other grandmother, like that's who was trying to wrap this up before the show. So my 21-year-old, he has a baby that'll be here next month. I'll be a grandma, and super excited about that part and that portion of things, getting things together. 2023 just looks completely different already for me, so... Y'all, who keep me sane, honey? They first child together. He don't understand the women hormones when they pregnant. We both grandmas, the mama and the grandma trying to explain to him, like, you know, it's going to be over. It's almost like as soon as you had a baby, your energy just changes back to normal. Like, we morph into a whole beast. We morph into a whole beast when we pregnant, right? But I digress, man. It's amazing. Getting tuned up here for the Blackout Show. Smooth and I, we did some test runs. He did have the kids, so he very well may not call in because he had the kiddos today driving him crazy at the house. But I'm excited. I'm excited about getting some fresh episodes of the Blackout Show recorded, you know, and going up for December. So kudos on that. So tonight we're doing the world famous chop up. Generally, this is Mo Ben's section. Mo Ben's did wanted to talk about Twitter, man, the new Twitter. And it's so funny because there's so much information that's coming out about Twitter, right? You know, they put up this offer. Elon put up the offer to buy Twitter for billions. And, you know, Twitter, the owners, the previous owners, they jumped at it. They went to take him to court to make him go through with the deal, right? Because they knew that they were getting a steal. Like, Twitter wasn't worth the money that he paid for it, you know? And so right when they were going to court, Elon just said, F it, you know, I'll pay for it. Don't worry about it. And he took over Twitter, and they talked about this last weekend. I wasn't here, so I'm not sure how much they got into it, but I'm so excited about this move, right? Elon is a businessman, and people don't see his vision, but the vision is coming clear. So what they found out was that, you know, Twitter was ran and compromised by, you know, a lot of bots, a lot of fake accounts, a lot of and things like that. This was none of these things. Most of these things were not authentic, right? So Elon uncovered that. And then he's coming out with the blue check. So, you know, everybody, you know, it makes sense, right? Because if you didn't have a blue check, you would have people that would jump in your inbox and would be like, hey, we can get you a blue check. You know, you paid this amount. They were paying. A lot of people paid for blue checks, right? And so Elon is like, you pay $8 a month to get a blue check, but they're trying to weed out all of the fake accounts. They're trying to weed out the bots. But the Twitter usage is at an all-time high with real accounts. People who abandoned their Twitter handles and not tweeting, all-time high. People are coming back. Elon Musk is extremely active on Twitter, and the lefties, they're upset about it, right? So when it all boiled down to it, all of the people, like, that were being suspended and banned from Twitter were, you know, were Republicans. You know what I'm saying? And these people, they were, you know, suspending these people to give the other candidate the upper hand. Basically, it's like the old Twitter owners, they were brought out by the lefties. You know what I'm saying? And so it's so many accounts where, you know, conservatives were, you know, they were suspended and, you know, freedom of speech taken away. And so Elon is restoring the freedom of speech, and then you see all of these people, oh, well, we're leaving Twitter. You want this free speech, and you want this person back on. Like, Elon don't care about y'all leaving Twitter because somebody is being restored to have free speech. Like, these people are absolutely batshit crazy if they think Elon cares. And Elon is just like, hey, let them talk. You know, like, if they're tweeting me about how upset they are, guess what? The overall outcome to that is a win. They're tweeting. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love Elon's personality, right? And people are like, hell, he's very rich, and he's very far out there with his thought process. And I'm like, he's far out here because he does not go. It's like he's not riding the wave of what everybody else should feel like he should wave he should ride because he's a billionaire. You know what I'm saying? He is his own person, right? And this is what the world represents. And I've said it several times on this show that people are going to get tired of cancel culture. People are going to get tired of, you know, somebody being upset. You can get upset and want to cancel somebody because they don't like gay people. But then when someone says, someone disrespects someone else, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? And so Elon is doing away with all of that. He's doing away with the cancel culture over on Twitter. So you got to take that shenanigans over to Twitter and Instagram. Over to Instagram and Facebook, because Twitter is about to be something completely different. And now they're so mad, the lefties are so mad, that they're calling for the FTC to investigate the way that Elon is running Twitter. That's how mad they are. That's how mad that they are that Elon is going against the entire basis of, you know, taking away people's free speech. You know what I'm saying? So, and what that does is that brings more people back to Twitter. So next week, he said that he's starting amnesty. So unless your account was suspended for illegal activity or like some extreme bot type situation, he's restoring everybody's accounts. Like, he's restoring everybody who got suspended, which is a great thing, because my actual account, I had about 40,000 followers on it. It got suspended because it got hacked and a bot took it over, and they never gave it back, and it was just a Miss Lovely back. I had to put the one behind the other one to bring it back. So, oh, man, I hope they give me that page back and restore, you know, the people that were following me on that page, because, baby, that'll be absolutely amazing to get that bitch back. So, good stuff there, man. I love Elon. I go and I check Twitter often just to see what Elon is tweeting, and, you know, to see what type of conversation he's having. Just, like, I didn't know that he was just that freaking awesome, you know. I'm sure there may be something down the line that he does, and you're like, okay, now you like them. I'm just like, I was just talking to my son tonight. It's all about character, you know. Nobody's perfect. So you can't take one thing or one argument and just completely, you know, hold it against this person for the rest of their life because of one thing that you didn't like. So I'm not expecting to like every single thing that Elon Musk does, but from what I'm seeing and the energy that I'm getting, I'm in love. I'm in love with Elon Musk, okay? You've heard it here. I've said it, right? Like, Elon Musk is a cool cat. You know what I'm saying? And outside of the money, just his energy, like, and I don't even date outside of my race, but if without all of the money, without him being in the billionaire energy, you know, I would date Elon, like, just because he's so freaking awesome. So, yeah, that was that when it comes to that. That's what I wanted to talk about on the Twitter front, because it was so amazing in how he's running that. Now, on to Thanksgiving. I don't know. Do you celebrate Thanksgiving, Mo?
Yes, I do. I do. I mean,
okay.
I don't, you know, of course we all know what Thanksgiving really is all about, what it comes from. You know what I'm saying? We all know that Thanksgiving basically, you know, is basically thanks
for our people,
for the land. Thanks for the land. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to take over and, you know, we're going to organize it the way we see fit. But, you know, I kind of can compartmentalize. I get that part. But, you know, I just look at it as family and rejoicing and just being thankful for things that I do have. And, you know, I just like eating a good meal with, you know, one of my loved ones. And generally on Thanksgiving for me, I like to watch something that's like historical, you know what I'm saying? And what was kind of wild was Thanksgiving. I was kind of watching Shaka Zulu. And it's just colonization, you know what I'm saying? Them old phase, you know, taking over South Africa. So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I got mixed emotions about Thanksgiving. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. And so, you know, but to answer your question in the short version, I do celebrate it because I just celebrate, you know, eating good meal and, like, rejoicing with family and being thankful. So,
okay.
Yeah, so that's what it is.
Well, yeah, we don't – you know what? I feel like we can do that any other time. The only reason that I will not do it around that same time, because that still falls within the gimmick. That still allows them to win. That still allows them to get more money. So, like, sometime this week, I am going to cook a meal. Like, I want a roast and some collard greens and some macaroni and cheese, and I'm going to get a sweet potato pie off in there with some devil eggs. I'm going to do that this week. But
devil,
I was doing it last week.
My wife made me some devil eggs, so shout out to her.
Yeah, I wasn't doing it last week under no circumstances, even because I know. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you know what it's about, there's no way that I can even play like I want to even entertain or be a part of something. You know what I'm saying?
You know
what it is? So
this is interesting. You know, let's span off into this topic a little bit, because, you know what I'm saying, like, let's make up, let's get this show juicy for the people that kind of, like, you know, stuck around, you know, like the little technical difficulties we had at the beginning, right? So, yeah, I think this is a juicy topic to think of, to talk about, because I get where you're coming from, you know, with the whole part. But remember I told you, of course, I'm a black man, right? We all know that. I'm majority black. But when I did my DNA test, right, 17% is European descent, 17% of me. So I guess that part of me, and I bring this up all the time, maybe that's the savage part. Because, like I said, when I was watching Shaka Zulu, you know, and for years and years and years, one of my favorite movies, from years and years and years, I always looked at it from Shaka Zulu's point of view. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. You know what I'm saying? Because he was one of the great leaders of the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, his army was so vast that, you know, South Africa was all of him. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the way he came up from the gutter, you know what I'm saying, and took over is phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? But, of course, he was a dictator, you know, as well. So with watching that, though, you see the whole the colonization part, right? And not to say that it's right or wrong, whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? It just is what it is. So I guess the part that I look at, you know, we do have – it's a gift and a curse, right? So, of course, they did come over, the colonizers. You know, the Indians, I guess, you know, at first maybe was, you know, held open arms to them. You know what I'm saying? Let them, you know, kind of understand their culture and, you know, maybe show them how to hunt and stuff like that. But, of course – the colonizers thinking the way they think, you know what I'm saying? They just, the savage ways just couldn't be held back, you know what I'm saying, to the point that they took over this land. And then, of course, you know, we have the slave trade and all that that's been documented. And then they built it up to what we have now. So the bad part is, all right, or the part that you look at, like, from real, like, damn, that's fucked up. You guys came over here and y'all like just fucking took the shit from the Native Americans, and then, you know, you brought slaves over here, and then you had them kind of work the land to get it to where it is today. But at the same point, I'm looking at it like, you know, to a certain extent, was that fate? Because we do live in this land now, you know, and you know, people do, like I said, this is the America is the good, the bad, and the ugly. So that's the ugly part about it, the bad part about it. But then the good part about it is, you know, it is what it is now. You know, it is 50 states. It is, you know, flourishing cities. You know, you can, if you don't like this
all
city,
right,
maybe,
so let me,
you know, go
okay,
to another city.
So let me jump
yeah,
in here because
let's do it.
So
let's
like,
do
like
it.
I
let's
hear what you're saying, but at the end of the day, no, it's not fate, right?
Okay.
So fate is also what you create, right? So even though this land and people are trying to come here to be free, this land is garbage. This land is full of inflation. This land is full of white people still running it, still living off the premises of slavery. So when you say, okay, well, go to where you come from, that's why I'm traveling. This is why I'm getting a place out of this country. This is why so many more of our people are moving out of this country at an alarming rate right now, to where they don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? They're losing people that are in their right mind that can finally say, you know what, let me go live somewhere else in another country because America isn't good enough for my energy. You know, so they're going to come up with places. They're trying to see where everybody's going to, where everybody's relocating, where everybody is taking off. They're trying to make it hard for you to give up your United States citizenship if you're from here, because then they have to give up the trust fund that they have on you. You know what I'm saying? Like they're going into a whole back a whirlwind downfall behind the scenes because so many people are leaving this country, right? So no, it wasn't fate. They did the same thing in Africa that they did here. You know, okay, well, we went to Africa, we did it in Africa, or they came here, did it here, then went to Africa, used the same measurements and did it, and they feel like, okay, well, we can just bully. So this is what America is built upon, being bullying people, and this is the same thing that it's built upon to this day, on bullying people. And just because you have 17% European doesn't mean that you side and recognize with them. That means that somewhere down the line, them bastards raped some people in your family, and this is why that you have it in your blood. That's just all that it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, no, under no circumstances, like, will I, you know, intertwine? Do I engage any of my people to intertwine? See, the point of even with the elections that we just had, right, like, the lefties, you know what I'm saying, the Democrats, they won in places that they shouldn't have won in because the Republicans just didn't do their part. They feel like, oh, well, this is a sweep. Everybody see what the Democrats are doing. It's a sweep. Or are we going to win? And then the people that need to go out and vote didn't even go out and vote. So now the Democrats won in places that they shouldn't have even won in. Right, they got handles of shit that they shouldn't have handles of because people just be like, oh well, whatever's gonna happen. We need to get out of that whatever's gonna happen or it is what it is energy. We gotta stop supporting these shit. And the only reason why we can't get change is because we are not supporting and we're not pushing for change. We're just going, oh well, it's Thanksgiving, so let's just keep supporting it. And you're going to the stores and cleaning out the stores, and you're going and you're doing all of these things. So you're still in support. You're still supporting the bullshit,
but,
the shenanigans
but,
that they did.
To play devil's advocate, though, you don't think you can just make Thanksgiving your own and just say, you know, fuck what you think about it. You know what I'm
because
saying?
Because it's still on the same day. Like, keep in mind, this shit is all energy. So you're still keeping the energy. You're summoning a karmic energy. Do you see what happened on Thanksgiving Day? Right around Thanksgiving, the man in Virginia, black man, did the mass shooting at Walmart. We running around. Happy Thanksgiving. You're still pulling that same energy, right? Your ancestors aren't happy for that. The people that this land belonged to are not happy for that. Happy Thanksgiving. You're summoning up an energy of spirits that are not happy, and they're taking control of any and everybody that they can. That's why so much crazy shit start happening. Pay attention to the 2 weeks that lead up to Thanksgiving every year and look at the world news. Every year within the 2 weeks that's leading up to Thanksgiving and on Thanksgiving, like, shit just starts. It'd be crazy stuff happening because you're summoning energy. So if you want to make something your own, do it on a different day. Don't do it on that day. This is the day. That is the day that they've already, you know, committed all of this craziness, right? They've done all of this craziness, and they've created this day. Just like Christmas, whatever the fuck that day's supposed to be, whatever day they chose, this is the day. I'm going to take these free days off of work. I appreciate them. I appreciate every free day that these bastards give me, but I'm not celebrating it, and I teach my children the same thing. Like, no, we don't celebrate these holidays. I didn't cook a damn thing that was contingent with a whole big meal. I made regular dinner, but I didn't do nothing extra, and I teach my children this, right? So when they grow up, they'll know, like, my mom didn't play none of that. My mom did not celebrate Thanksgiving. My mom did not celebrate Christmas, none of that. Christmas is year-round. You get what you want when you want it year-round. You don't have to wait for a day out of the year to tell me everything that you want to buy so I can go make these companies rich, talking about a Black Friday sale or a Christmas sale. That shit is garbage.
Yeah.
So I don't do it, and I don't allow my children to do it.
I get you. I mean, I respect it. You know what I'm saying?
I won't do it for my grandson either.
Yeah,
we just don't. We don't play those types of games. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's mind over matter. But to everybody that was out, doing what they was doing and how they was doing it and whatever the case may be, salute to y'all. Let's see what's been popping. What's been popping, man? It's a lot of dramas. Right now, it's a lot of breakups that's happening. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this and a lot of that happening around the world with couples. So be mindful of how that energy goes. Balenciaga. Let's talk about Balenciaga because that was something that popped up this week. Balenciaga, the famous clothing line, they came out with an ad campaign, and they had a child in like a noose. It was like a sexualizing a child, and now we know this is where they're going with this, right? Because for the people that don't understand, and it fits in well with this topic, right? Because back before they changed these laws, these white folks, you could sleep with children. You know what I'm saying? Like this was something crazy. To us, it's always been an abomination, but, you know, to them, they've been doing it. Nothing ever stopped. And so this is why they're trying to normalize pedophilia. You know, they're trying to give pedophilia a letter out of the alphabet, you know, to go into the LGBTQ, whatever, all that shit, you know, because they've been doing this, right? And so Balenciaga ran a ad campaign sexualizing, you know, children. And so Kanye West had already spoken out about Balenciaga, and then they came with this. There's a lot of stuff in the news right now. People are looking at the LeBron Jameses. People are looking at the Shaquille O'Neals. People are looking at, you know, Stephen Holt. The one who do the that news anchors work sports.
Stephen Smith.
You know, a lot of these people are getting attention, right? Because when something like Balenciaga, they're sexualizing children. There's not enough outrage as it is when Kanye West said something in reference to a Jew. So we pick and choose whose side we want to be on. We pick and choose what
different
the fuck
genders.
We want to, you know what I'm saying, what we want to ride on.
So
Kim Kardashian has been one of the very few that have spoken up recently, you know, and she said, as for my future with Balenciaga, I'm currently reevaluating my relationship with the band, basing it off of their willingness to accept accountability for something that should have never happened to begin with, and the actions I am expecting to see them take to protect children. So now, you know, people are calling for them to, you know, to take action, but I feel like if it was someone else, I feel like, you know, somebody black, the first thing that they want to do is cut them off, right? And Kanye West called out for celebrities. He called out celebrities saying that, you know, they are controlled because they weren't condemning Balenciaga, you know, for sexualizing children. So the ad campaign had the kids and they had teddy bears with nooses on them, okay, on their website, you know, like the teddy bears. They're holding the teddy bears and having them with nooses on them, sexualizing, you know, Tucker Carlson. They had a harness. So I say noose is a harness. All right. And so, you know, Kim Kardashian, again, she states, I've been quiet for the past few days, not because I haven't been shocked and outraged by the recent Balenciaga campaigns, but because I wanted an opportunity to speak with their team to understand for myself how this could happen. As a mother of four, I have been shaken by the disturbing images. The safety of children must be held with the highest regard, and anything against it should have no place in our society, period. I appreciate Balenciaga's removal of the campaign and the apology. And speaking with them, I believe they understand the seriousness of the issue and will take the necessary measurements for this to never happen again. So it's one of those things that, you know, I just don't feel like they pick and choose who they want to cancel. And this is why the cancel culture is being rid of. You know what I'm saying? it's absolutely insane. They went to war with Kanye West, and then Balenciaga does this, and then it's one of those things that, you know, people feel like, hey, you know, let's give them a pass. You know what I'm saying? They're picking and choosing who they want to give a pass to, and it sucks. It sucks greatly. Moving on, Portia Williams from I'm going to tap on this and I'll come back to the Shaq. Portia Williams from The Real Housewives of Atlanta, she got married to her African king this weekend. She's been engaged for some time now. She was in the news. One thing about Portia, man, if y'all keep up with that type of stuff, baby, Portia going to keep her husband, okay? Portia was married to an ex-football player. She came on the mat with him. He played it great. They were only married a year, you know. She didn't get anything for it, but boom, yeah, she got a divorce. Cordell Stewart. She was married to Cordell Stewart for about a year. After, you know, Cordell had all this gay rumors and stuff in the media and that didn't last long. And then she got with her daughter's father.
The hot dog dude. I mean, he came up on the hot dogs. It's like from Detroit. I remember he was on Real Housewives of Atlanta. But he has like a franchise of like gourmet hot dogs.
Yeah. So he was already a businessman when he first met her. So the one thing about it, she going to keep her man with some money, okay? You going to make you some money. And plus, she got her own money, but she ain't finna just deal with no anybody. So she was with him. I don't know if they got married. I know they were engaged. And it was almost like she ended the engagement with him and then automatically got with the guy Simon. And Simon was ending a marriage and she was ending an engagement. And people, you know, were saying that, you know, she was dealing with a man. yeah, why he was married, but they really weren't, right? The man and the wife were separated because the wife was sleeping with her supposed-to-be best friend. It was a young guy. So that whole thing played out in the media, and she went on to come out that she was actually with the best friend, with the young guy. So Simon, you know, being from Africa, he's from Benin, and actually that's where she went and got married at in Benin. They didn't have any cameras there, anything like that, but I think People Magazine actually ended up getting the photos. You know, they had the rights to the photos from the wedding, but it was a star-studded event. You know, it was a lot of people, a lot of couples, famous couples that actually went to Benin for the wedding. It was a big event. And you know, she finally did it. So it was dope. It was absolutely amazing. It was beautiful.
Yeah. With an Africa, man, that's dope. Big shout out to Benin and Togo, man. I'm like about 30% Benin and Togo. You know what I'm saying? I told you I was 17% Euro, 30% Benin and Togo, probably about 35% Congo. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. Big shout out.
Yeah, it was beautiful, man. She went back. She's been really getting in tune into her African roots. So that was absolutely amazing. So there's a story about Odell Beckham Jr. He was escorted off a flight from Miami after unruly behavior. So you just see him being escorted off by the police, okay? So then he goes on with a series of tweets. Never in my life have I experienced what happened to me. I've seen it all. Never in my life. I could never make this up. Comedy hour. Okay, so for whatever it is, you know, I guess he's trying to say, you know, somebody's overreacting. But, you know, it's a lot of these players, you know, in the media right now. Shaq has been identified as, you know, basically being a coon. And I already felt that, because the thing about Shaq is anything that he has his money in, he's going to be the face of it. And whenever you see somebody doing that, it's always somebody white or a Jew behind them, okay? So somebody that's having legal issues, they've been linked to the Shaq, LeBron, and so on and so forth, and their deals are being called out thanks to Kanye. So they're basically saying, like, you know, how they have these deals, like that this guy has 51% of the deal. You know what I'm saying? So it's always like a 51-49 split, or depending on whoever else is in the mix. So Shaq, even though he has all of this money, you know, these deals that he's in, he's not the owner of it. You know what I'm saying? It's basically like Shaq doesn't even own his name. You know what I'm saying? Because of the type of deals that he's been doing. So when he's in the limelight and he's the face of these things, he's cooning for these things. So now, you know, Shaq is pissed at Kanye, and you know, he's always, you know, now he's commenting on anything with Kanye. You know, Balenciaga, nothing good about that. But then Shaq goes on here, you know, Kanye says, you know, that the celebrities are being controlled, and then Shaq makes a comment and says, the same company that dropped your narcissistic, you know, ass. Like, okay, you big mad, brother, because you shouldn't. You taking up for Balenciaga? You got a million kids. You shouldn't even be having nothing to say. So, you know, Shaq has some real beef with Kanye right now, because Kanye has been, you know, has been out there, and, you know, yeah, your boy Shaq do a lot of business with the Jews. You know what I'm saying? And it is what it is, but, you know, a lot of things are being called out, things that people want to keep on the back burner. You know what I'm saying? And Shaq, you know, he put in, I own, you know, all of these types of companies, but, you know, you don't really own these companies. You have stake in these companies. And, you know, he tried to put this image out like he invested this money. You know, he invested his money so well, and this is how he's so rich, but it's all behind these deals and basically you being owned by Massa, right? Which is right now we're in this political thing with Herschel Walker, and how they're saying, like, you know, the whites own Herschel Walker, and he, you know, he's their, you know, he's a puppet for them. The same thing is coming out about Shaquille O'Neal. So be mindful of the people that you look up to, you know? people wonder why you're out trying to make this money, you're trying to get rich, and you're not getting the outcome that you want because you ain't sold your soul. A lot of these people done sold their soul to get these opportunities to be in the limelight. This shit is fucking, this shit is not glitz and glamour. You know, it's all about an image. You know what I'm saying? This shit is garbage, man. It's crazy. So, yeah, let me see. What else I want to talk about? Let's see, what else I want to talk about? What else has been in the news? Chris Brown was supposed to do his Michael Jackson tribute. With the award show. I don't even look at the damn award shows either.
The Grammys.
Huh?
Was it the Grammys? I think the Grammys might be coming up. No?
No, I don't think it was the Grammys. Who was it? It wasn't Soul Train. You know, all of them, they come back to back. So it was the one before Soul Train that had.
American Music Awards?
Yeah, American Music Awards. They pulled Chris Brown. And so this was a big topic. They pulled Chris Brown tribute. And then everybody automatically went to the fact of them saying, like, okay, you still holding Chris Brown accountable for what the fuck happened with Rihanna? Are we still on this? You know what I'm saying? Again, it talks about character, like, you still trying to keep Chris Brown down. This man has moved on with his life. And the bottom line, Rihanna hit him first. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck. Listen, I don't give a fuck what deal. If you don't want to do business with me based upon me not having the same agreement as you, then kick fucking rocks. But if you hit this man first, then whatever came behind that, warm it up the same way you warm it up and put your hands on this man. I never was okay with that. So everybody went to, you know, the situation with him and Rihanna. Like, come on. You know what I'm saying? We still doing this. And he was supposed to do it with the amazing Ciara. And Ciara posted footage of them rehearsing, you know, after that. And everybody was really upset about it, saying, you know, let's stop watching American Music Awards. And then they tried to say that it was merely because they didn't have the time to do it and so on and so forth and, you know, all of this stuff. But, I mean, come on. Like, you're holding this against Chris Brown because of something with Rihanna, when Michael Jackson's whole image has been painted as, you know, a child molester. But you're still honoring Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of crazy, man. Like, these folks, like, I think the smoke and mirrors, like it's clearing
the
out.
Smoke and mirrors is, yeah, I think people start to see through. Everybody got, you know, got skeletons or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's perfect. And it's just starting to be like this whole cancel culture. I think, like you just said earlier, it's just starting to be like, come on. You know, we've had this long enough. You know what I'm saying? Where, I don't know. It's just getting to the point now that people are just fed up with the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Of people trying to be so, take such a stance on somebody. You know what I'm saying? Where, I don't know. It just rubs me the wrong way whenever you see this, something like that. Especially somebody who's already paid their debt or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know, might have happened. You know what I'm saying? That was years ago now. Like, what, are you supposed to forever be condemned because you made a mistake or whatever? Like, come on, everybody makes mistakes. You know what I'm saying? So now if you continue making the mistakes, that's one thing. But if you did something earlier in your career and you've grown from it and you've learned from it anymore, you know, you got to let it go. You know what I'm saying? So
man,
people
it's absolutely
in glass
crazy.
Houses should not throw stones, man. I hate when people in glass houses, you know, everybody want to act like they're such a goody two-shoes, man. Like, I hate that, you know, with the cancel culture. And speaking of, what was we talking about? Speaking of, a perfect example of how you were talking about, you know, you were talking about the situation with Balenciaga and how it's like two-sided because, you know, they pick and choose who they want to cancel. But big shout-out to Jason Whitlock, right? He's a guy, I was never the biggest fan of him. Like a dude, you know, he used to be on Fox Sports 1, right? But I always respect his opinions. Like, even if I don't agree with him, he comes with it. He doesn't, like, hold back, and that's probably why he's not on there anymore. But Jason Whitlock, who's a journalist, he tweeted out talking about the whole Kanye situation. I mean, not the Kyrie Irving situation, talking about how, like, you know, how they canceled him because he wanted to watch a documentary or tweeted out the documentary we talked about, which was basically Wake Up Black America. But long story short, he was like, but at the same time, if Kyrie Irving wanted to come out and say he's a woman, he identifies as a woman, you know what I'm saying? And he would have just been cheered, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody would have been like, oh, yeah, he's got so much, you know, heart, or what's the word I'm looking for, to come out and beat us. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So brave. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Like, what? Like, how do we get this far? Like, so, you know what I'm saying? How do we get to this place? That's what I just want to know in society where something is just so, what the fuck? Like, things you would look back on like 20
years ago.
It's so
fucking ridiculous, bro. You giving grown-ass fucking men Miss America motherfucking awards and the Woman of the Year awards, but then somebody talk about Jews or some bullshit, then you want them to apologize, and, you know, the bigger you get. Like, that's the thing. Like, these people, they're selling their souls for this fame. It's not worth it, bro. It's just not worth it. It's not worth it, man. Stay in your zone. Make sure your bills are paid. Make sure your kids are straight, and call it a fucking day. Because what these bitches got going on is not worth it, and more people are starting to see that shit. You know what I'm saying? One thing about it is you're not going to control me with none of this dumbass shit that you got going on. You're not finna goddamn control me. You know what I'm saying? So kiss my ass. But this shit here is just garbage. Like, and more people are waking up, more and more people are starting to see, you know what I'm saying, the BS that comes along with it, man. It's just crazy, man. I don't know. I don't know. I don't have time for it. I just can't, like.
Yeah, but, you know, that's the society, man. So I just got to, you know, you just got to use discernment. That's all I can say, man. I know I sound like a broken record. Like I said, me and Smooth talked about this last week with the whole technology and Twitter and stuff like that. You know, like, you got to really use discernment now. You got to just, you know, what's for you. You got to be able to decipher through all the bullshit. There's a lot of bullshit out here, you know. And technology, it's like I said, it's a gift and a curse. You know what I'm saying? The curse is, you know, if it's misused, if information is just, you know, put out here, if it can be misled through the media. But the gift is, you know, you can kind of decipher certain things and kind of just live your own way. You know, you can kind of create your own world now. You know, the more and more we get into this whole metaverse, and, you know, I just kind of just now attached from certain things. You know, it's just real interesting where we're headed, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I think this whole political front next year in 2023 is going to be very pivotal. You know, it's going to bring out a lot of things to the surface. You know, you got Kanye, who's really, you know, I love how Kanye keeps saying, whatever he says is up, that means he's about to say something just uninhibited from his heart. You know what I'm saying? It's up. I always respect that how, you know, he's a Gemini too. So, you know, I'm not a Gemini. When I say a Gemini too, meaning that, like, I, you know what I'm saying, that energy, you know what I'm saying, that energy is a very passionate energy, you know what I'm saying, a Gemini energy. You know, of course, it can have two phases. A lot of people say, you know, that's why he gets so much slack, and people call him, you know, bipolar and stuff like that. Really, it's just his two sides coming out. But I guess the point I was trying to mention, that the reason why I'm very intrigued and fascinated with Kanye right now, because I've always said he has that same passion that Tupac had. But, you know, Tupac got hell-bent on revenge, you know what I'm saying? So his all that passion was revenge, you know, people who, you know, he saw did him wrong or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And he just, you know, kept that. Kanye's passion is, you know, it's tapped into creativity, and then it's just, you know, it's just in his will on certain things. So I guess I say that to say this, that mixed with Trump, because another thing, you know, big shout out to, like I said, Elon Musk being back on Twitter and, you know, letting
Donald Trump out of Twitter jail, even though he's been, and I tweeted this on the Real Adult Talk Twitter page, how Elon Musk is baiting Donald Trump to make his first tweet, you know, since he's been back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's hilarious. So everybody said, like, Candace Owens is like, oh, man, Russell Brand, everybody's like, okay, Trump, got to come on, Trump.
Yeah, everybody's waiting for Trump's first tweet, so... You know, that's going to be breaking news when he actually finally does it. But, you know, like I said, big shout-out to Elon Musk for, like, you know, like letting Trump out of so-called Twitter jail, letting Kanye out of Twitter jail, you know. So, you know, Kanye, he's been on Twitter now. Like, he was just posting how he was at, I believe, if I'm not – no, he was definitely there because he definitely tweeted it. But he was at Mar-a-Lago, which is Trump's estate in Florida. I think for Thanksgiving.
Oh, man, and that went crazy because Kanye just tweeted, like, man, I was late getting there to see him, da-da-da, and, you know, I asked him to be my running mate, and then he put up a poll and said, what he said, then Trump came with these tweets, like, look, I had a meeting with a very disturbed man, he just so happened to be black. This bitch is retarded. There go Trump.
So
I had a meeting with a very disturbing man. He just so happened to be black. I said, goddamn, yeah. Trump cannot motherfucking.
Yeah,
Trump
so,
cannot
you know,
motherfucking.
With Trump
oh, my God.
With, now,
he was actually trolling.
Thing,
you know, that's
yeah,
why he said
thing,
it like that. But, you know, just, you know, that's wild. Can't wait to see how that play out. Of course, Trump don't want nobody to run for presidency. Here, look at how he came
DeSanto.
At Ron DeSantis from
yeah.
from Florida. Like
from Florida.
When they was talking about he may run, he went to saying, you know, he got like I did this for him. Trump wants that seat
again. He's already throwing his freedom out. Now, one thing too for the people out there, man, and once again, this is the world famous chop up. Me and Black, we just chop it up. I'm happy to have Black on a world famous chop up. This is a rare occasion, people. You know what I'm saying? So not to throw shots at Black,
you know
I got mad love for Black, but you know, Black be tripping sometimes. But anyway, we back on it. So what was I about to say? So what's going to be very interesting for the people out there, this is something to really pay attention to, keep your eyes on. Who is Trump's running mate going to be? Meaning, who is his vice president going to be? Of course, it was Mike Pence before, but I don't think he's going to do a redo of Mike Pence. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck no, man. Mike Pence was for him.
Yeah, so that's going to be something very interesting to keep your eye on. Who
I
is
would
Trump?
Love, you know what I would love? I would love if he had Ron DeSantis, whatever his name is, from Florida, be his
mate. That could be, because a lot I'm not up on him. You know, like I said, I like to get my news organically, you know, as we get into this political season. So I'm just learning more and more about DeSantis, you know what I'm saying, more and more. His name is ringing. That's why Trump wanted to, you know, throw his weight
yeah.
around, like, hold on. You know what I'm saying? I'm the big dog. You know what I'm saying? You can fall in line. You know what I'm saying? You can get in line. Maybe I'll pick you for my vice president.
He ain't the best, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, he take care of his people. That man got the whole Florida straight. The people that got to get food stamps, all that, like, he making sure that they straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, he taking care of his people now, and I got to give it to him. He may say some off-the-wall shit, but he's a Republican. You know, we it just happened like that. But he take one thing I can say is that he taking care of his people. You may have other people that may not feel the same way, but from what I'm seeing, you know what I'm saying, he's making sure his people straight. He's giving, you know, he's helping the middle class, you know, to get food stamps. Like, if you got three people in your household, like, your cap is like $49,000 and something dollars a year. That's middle class, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's helping the middle class, you know, get to where they need to be. And that's America. Like, I don't care if you have not voted, if you don't think that you should vote. I don't care if you don't know what the Republican Party is. I'm just going to tell you, like, man, go vote. Do not vote for a Democrat. Vote for anything other than a Democrat. If you do not want to vote for a Republican, then vote for a goddamn independent. Just vote for anybody other than a Democrat, man. I beg y'all to go and vote. If y'all don't know what the hell is going on, if you in America, just go vote anything but Democrat. Just make sure you vote. If you do not vote, man, you're going to give them the win. So vote for anybody but a Democrat. And I don't like to tell people who to vote for, but if you don't want to do Republican, then do an independent. And the independent is probably somebody that nobody ever heard of. Let it be some shit far out where independent finally wins. I don't give a fuck. Get the Democrat out the fucking office. Like, these people are so fucked up, right? You know, Biden went in front of everybody and said, oh, well, we're raising business taxes, and if you make over $400,000 a year, then you're going to be taxed 46%, okay?
Damn.
Everybody, he's helping us. He ain't gave y'all shit, all right? He gave y'all a stimulus check and then turned around and inflation followed the stimulus check. The recession followed the stimulus check.
And
whoever gets in the office, they're going to try to put the reason that they're not coming out saying that we are in recession, because one, they want you to go and vote for this bastard. Two, they want to try to peddle it as much as they can to the next president. If just in case he don't win, they can put it on somebody else. Like, they're trying to be strategic. But let me tell you what they turned around and did with this business tax. Yeah, they taxed them, and now they're paying businesses. They're giving businesses major tax write-offs to fire people. So what do you think this business is going to do? Most businesses had to raise their prices for their items because of this new tax hike, right? So with the new tax hike, they raised their money, and now you're going to give them a tax break, so they're able to take some money and forward it over, and they're saving money and getting big bonuses because they're getting big tax breaks to let people go. And we've been talking about this weeks on top of weeks on top of weeks on top of weeks. UPS, Walmart, Google, Facebook, like all of these people are now joining. Every couple of weeks you hear a new wave. And then they come up with something different because they're getting tax write-off for letting these people go. And now this bitch is talking about sending more money over to Ukraine. And we are going through an inflation right now, and this fool is still sending money over to Ukraine. Bruh, get the Democrats out of office. I need y'all to understand that these folks don't mean us no good. Okay? And the only thing they're going to do is go and find another black man that's going to coon like Obama and try to put them back in there because y'all not going for the Democrats again. I need y'all to wake up and stop falling for the okey-doke. These Democrats have never done anything for y'all. Now, back in the day, back when our ancestors was alive, they were going towards the Democrats, right? They were going towards those people, you know what I'm saying, that they felt would help them out. That shit is played out. It's very much played out. Get the Democrats out of office, right? Stop wanting something for free. They're selling you on ideas of getting something for free when nothing in this fucking world is free. When you go out here, you got the same 24 hours of the day that I have. Guess what? I have a job. I have two tarot YouTube channels. I have this radio show with Mo Benz. I have another show on YouTube with Smooth that's coming out next month. But I do. I also have an ASMR channel on YouTube, okay? I have children at home that I have to make sure they're straight. I got a whole relationship that, you know what I'm saying, regardless of the weather of that relationship, I still got to be present in that relationship. So, and I have 24 hours in a day, and you mean to tell me that you got every excuse in the world not to be able to handle that? And guess what? I'm still the freaking high priestess. I still got to make sure that the entire house is together. I still got to make sure that groceries is made. I still got to make sure that dinner is cooked, okay? And I still got to find a way to still look my part and keep my health in check while I do it all in the same 24 hours that you have. So instead of making excuses about why we can't get this and why we can't get that, man, utilize every minute in your 24 hours that you have and look at it be a minute versus hours and days, and you go versus hours in your day, and you're gonna get a whole lot more accomplished. It's easy.
Ooh,
but it's not right that I gotta bust my ass to make shit happen and then turn around to give to somebody that got the same amount of hours in a day that I do but want to make excuses. Man, let this Democrat bullshit go, because they only selling y'all dreams, smoke and mirrors, just like the whole thing. Right now, the only thing that you're gonna be congratulated and appreciated for is if you a grown ass man coming out talking about you like men. If you're a grown-ass man coming out talking about you want to be a motherfucking woman, okay? You getting appreciated for stupid-ass shit like that. That makes no sense. This is far as they're trying to take you from being right-minded, right? Being right-minded. I don't give a fuck what you say. You're a grown-ass man coming out here talking about you a grown-ass motherfucking woman, something off in your motherfucking membrane. Mental illness is at an all-time goddamn high, okay? You're a man man, you were born a man. You can want to be something that you're not, right? Because what? We all want to be something that we're not. When we're children, we want to be doctors. We want to be lawyers. We want to be teachers, right? That's okay. Having an imagination, right? Having something to aspire to, right? But they got y'all so far off track that this shit don't make no fucking sense. And we got to stop and come back to reality or else. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is smoke and mirrors. You want to pick and choose. Jerry, the owner of the Cowboys, he was an onlooker. You know, his racial slurs. They do it to y'all all the time. They do it to y'all all the time. They run black men in the mud, and then they come and put some shit out there about white folks, and then they watch how you motherfuckers still support these white folks. They do it all the time. You know what I'm saying? You still supporting these white folks. Stephen Hill. I like Jerry. I like Jerry, and I stand for Jerry. And he couldn't have done this. Stephen Hill couldn't be more of a coon than a coon at motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? It's utterly ridiculous at the people that you're looking at. That's the same people that was, Kanye West just said this about a Jew. But this man here was oppressing your ancestors, and y'all supporting that. Man, this whole shit is garbage. And I wasn't even looking at the news. If Mo wouldn't have told me that he didn't have a lot of topics today, I wouldn't have went this deep into the damn news because it's full of shit. This is why Mo always hold down the world famous chop up, because I don't even have the mental capacity to pay attention to this childish ass shit that's happening. And then you talk about America, the home of the great. Americans are way more lost than anybody in this fucking world, because you can't take this same culture nowhere else and it motherfucking flourish the way that it do here in America. This shit is fucking ridiculous. These bitches are retarded. If you stay anywhere else outside of America, you don't need to look at America as the place to be in the home of the free. Ain't shit free here. We slaves still. But it just got modernized. They just changed the way that this shit go, like birth certificates and Social Security numbers, man. This shit is garbage. But I digress.
Yeah.
I got on my soapbox. My bad. I'm just so over this shit. Like,
go for it. You was in your zone. So look, a couple things that I'm gonna partake on. A couple things. Like I said, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
All right, you can take over now. I'm gonna sit back.
You got it. All right, so a couple things. So now when it comes to Obama, right? I'm not going to call Obama, I would never say Obama's a coon or nothing like that. You know, I still respect the fact that he was the first black male president, has a black wife, fine black wife. Big shout out to Michelle Obama. I'm more of a fan of Michelle Obama than I am of Barack Obama. But with that being said, I think now Obama, and this is where you see the political part. You can see how people get into people's pockets. Because Barack Obama was the first black, quote-unquote, black president. Now, come on. I think he's got to see that Biden is not the one. I understand loyalty, and he's a Leo. Leos are naturally loyal. But you got to understand when to fall back now. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, he was your vice president. You know what I'm saying? You've already put him in position where he was actually able to become president because he was vice president on your campaign. So, in fact, Barack Obama is the leader of that. You know what I'm saying? So for him to come out here, I just don't want to see Obama campaigning for Joe Biden in 2023 when shit get real, because I think shit is really about to get real. I think Joe Biden is going to really get exposed this time. You know, that's just my intuition. You know what I'm saying? That's telling me this. So I just hope that Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, they just take this play off. You know what I'm saying? You guys done it. You know, if they want to preach dialogue and, you know, change for the better, you know what I'm saying? Because that's such a – I don't even know how I can say change for the better, because change for the better could be better for somebody but worse for somebody else. So, you know, if they're just preaching dialogue, I just think – I think the main – thing, and Black kind of hit it on the, he kind of started it, but I'm not saying one way or the other, but I kind of agree with Black in a way, but I'm not saying one way or another. I'm not going to get on my soapbox and tell you to vote for this person, vote for that person. You know, on this show, I am going to voice my opinion, especially if we have a topic or people ask me questions. I'm going to tell you how I really feel, But at the end of the day, you do what you do. But the only thing I will say with this whole black folks just voting Democratic just because I think that's just the way they should do it. It ain't been doing us no good. You know what I'm saying? So I just say, you know, study the different candidates. And if you are going to vote, just understand what either one of the candidates represent and really, really do your research on it. Not just going by, you know, what sounds good or what the media is pumping out to you. Really just do your research. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not a Democrat nor a Republican. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I kind of side with Republican a little bit more because, you know, like I said, I really rock with Trump, and that's Trump's party right now. But before Trump came along, I could probably give a fuck about the Republicans too at that point. You know what I'm saying? I did like Karl Rove back in the day. I like how he like put George W. Bush in position, but I didn't like George W. Bush. I thought he was an idiot. You know what I'm saying? But he just had a strong cabinet. But I liked the way Karl Rove ran his campaign. So, you know, certain things I did like Obama. When he was just running, you know, against, what was it? I forgot who he was running against. I can't think of the guy's name that he ran against, a Republican at that point. I wasn't going to vote for that Republican over, you know, a Democratic Barack Obama, especially, you know, in his first term or even his second term. You know what I'm saying? Because I wanted to see that. So, you know, it gets just deep. I just say, you know, just have an open dialogue. Like, let's not just be one way or the other. Let's have good political conversations, and then, you know, you formulate your own educated opinion, you know, and education, just when I say educated, I mean you just doing the knowledge, getting proper understanding, and then using wisdom to, you know, to make your vote. So, once again, this has been Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. I do appreciate anybody that listened to the show, you know, from the beginning to the end. I know we had some technical difficulties, you know. We got on the same page and, you know, got the show right where it needed to be. You know what I'm saying? I love – I always want to put out quality shows when we – especially, you know, whenever we come to the mic and hear, you know what I'm saying, the people listening. I always put myself in a listener's position. So, you know, I do apologize for any, you know, start and stops at the beginning of the show. But I feel – we found our groove, you know, later on in the show. So if you did stay all the way to the end, I'm glad. And always tell a friend, because we are always going to, you know, as long as I'm here, we're going to make sure that we put out the best product possible, man, for the listeners. So with that being the case, as always, if you want to put a face with the voice, check me out on IG. That's Mo Benz, M-O-B-I-N-N-S. Follow my Twitter, same thing, M-O-B-I-N-N-S. Check out Reasonable Doubt. New shows every Twitter Tuesday, 8 p.m. to 8:30. Big shout out to my co-host over there, Kev Herc. Definitely follow the Real Adult Talk Twitter page. You know, we spell it T-A-W-K. You know, we put that country twang on it. And as always, you know, everybody be safe. So next week, everybody be safe once again. Peace, peace, peace. Signing off.